This happened in Switzerland, in Einsiedeln, a place of Marian pilgrimage. It was winter, one day of the week, and the church was almost empty. Aloisia prayed with her parents. Looking toward the main altar, she noticed the presence of a very old nun, dressed in a very ancient habit from a distant time. Aloisia went to her, and the nun handed her a sheet of prayers that she placed in Aloisia's pocket. Then something extraordinary happened. The door of the church suddenly opened, and Aloisia saw an immense crowd of pilgrims enter, all poorly dressed, who walked with silent steps. There were a lot of pilgrims, in a line of almost endless length, who entered the church. There was a priest who showed them the way. Aloisia was wondering how the huge crowd was going to fit in the church. Then she turned to light a candle, and when she looked back again to the crowd, the church was again as empty as at the beginning. Full of amazement, she asked her parents where all those people had gone. But her parents didn't see pilgrims and the nun. Without understanding what was happening, she looked in her pocket for the sheet that the nun had given her. This sheet she was holding in her hands contained a prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ taught to Saint Mechtilda in one of his appearances. It was the Our Father of Saint Mechtilda for the souls of purgatory. Every time Saint Mechtilda prayed this prayer, she saw legions of souls from purgatory go to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, I beg you, O Heavenly Father, to forgive the souls of purgatory, for they neither loved you nor gave you the honor that is only deserved by you. Their Lord and Father, who by pure grace adopted them as children. On the contrary, because of their sins, they cast you from their hearts, where you, however, always wanted to live. In reparation for these faults, I offer you the love and veneration that your incarnate Son showed you throughout his earthly life, and I offer you all the acts of penance and reparation that he carried out and through which he erased and repaired the sins of men. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. I beg you, O most wonderful Father, to forgive the souls of purgatory, because they did not always honor your holy name with dignity, but often pronounced it in vain, and made themselves unworthy of the name of Christian, because of their life of sin. In reparation for these faults, I offer you all the honor that your beloved Son rendered to your name with his words and his acts throughout his earthly life. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I beg you, O most wonderful Father, to forgive the souls of purgatory, because they did not always submit their will to yours, nor did they try to fulfill your will in everything, but even lived and acted doing only their will. In reparation for their disobedience, I offer you the perfect conformity of the heart full of love of your divine Son, with your holy will and the most profound of the submissions that he demonstrated by obeying you until his death on the cross. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. I beg you, O most wonderful Father, to forgive the souls of purgatory, because they did not always receive the blessed sacrament of the Eucharist with sufficient desire, but rather they often did it without love, even unworthily, and even omitted to do so. In reparation for all these faults, I offer you the eminent holiness and great love of our Lord Jesus Christ, your divine Son, and the ardent love with which he gave us this incomparable gift. Amen. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I beg you, O great Father, to forgive the souls of purgatory for all the faults of which they became guilty by succumbing to the seven deadly sins, and also for not having wanted to forgive their enemies in reparation for all these sins. I offer you the prayer full of love that your divine Son addressed to you on behalf of his enemies when he was on the cross. Amen. And lead us not into temptation. I beg you, O most wonderful Father, to forgive the souls of purgatory, for they often did not resist temptations or passions, but instead followed the enemy and abandoned themselves to the lusts of the flesh, in reparation for all these multiple sins of which they are guilty. I offer you the glorious victory that our Lord Jesus Christ obtained over the world, as well as his most holy life, his work, his pains, his sufferings, and his most cruel death. Amen. But deliver us from evil and from all the punishments by virtue of the merits of your beloved Son, and lead us, as well as the souls of purgatory, to your kingdom of eternal glory that is identified with you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.